media this week, former actor and Salman Khan's ex-girlfriend Somi Ali hit headlines when she reached out to Lawrence Bishnoi on social media and expressed her wish to chat with him. What made her reach out to the incarcerated gangster, who has issued life threats to Khan and has claimed responsibility for NCP leader Baba Siddiq's murder? Her anti-violence stand, said Ali. I have always been anti-violence. While I want to have nothing to do with Salman, I would never want him hurt, let alone be murdered, the USBASED former actor told Midday over an email interview. Ali, who runs the not-for-profit organization No More Tears, didn't think her post would be deemed controversial. As someone who holds a master's degree in psychology, she said she wanted to dig deep into Bishnoi's psyche. As a psychologist, I watched his interview 4 times, and concluded that his family must have brainwashed him since his young days. That's why I'd like to have a Zoom call with him and dig deep into his psyche. Lawrence is a dimwit, but an educated dimwit as he has a law degree. Asked what she would tell Bishnoi if she got a chance to talk to him, she said, I will assess why he is so hell-bent on attaining fame by having people murdered. He wants people to revere and fear him to an unimaginable level, like Hitler. Over the years, Bishnoi has issued threats to Salman, vowing revenge over the superstar's 1998 alleged killing of 2 black bucks, which are considered sacred by the Bishnoi community. The October 12th assassination of Siddiq is being viewed as the gangster's warning to him. Lawrence Bishnoi recently, veteran screenwriter Salim Khan vouched for his son, stating that Salman would never hurt an animal. Her take, I have far too much respect for Salim uncle and Salma auntie. The most decent people in that household were the parents, Arbaz and Sohail. The rest were awful to me. However, Ali did not share the screenwriter's confidence. She recalled that she used to stay at Salman's Galaxy apartment with him when the 1998 incident took place. I had accompanied Salman many times on his hunting trips, even though I hated it and would come up with some ploy so that the animal could run away. He didn't know the deer was deemed as god by the Bishnoi tribe. I can say this because this was talked about in the Khan household many times. If Salman knew this fact, he wouldn't have even thought of shooting the deer. As much as he enjoys hunting, which stems from a narcissistic trait of power and control, he loves animals and children. Khan and Ali dated for 8 years. At the time, their relationship often made news and one infamous incident involved the superstar apparently pouring thumbs up on her head. Manisha, Koirala, is the only friend who stood up for me when Salman poured thumbs up on my hair, she recalled. After parting ways with Salman in 1999, Ali moved back to the US. I had completely disconnected from Hindi films because it took me back to an awful past. I never wanted to look back. I have not been in touch with Salman or his family. The last time I spoke to him was in 2012, about my go. What would she tell Salman if she met him today? I don't ever want to see his face again. We have both moved on. I can't stand the man, but I don't want him murdered.